This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On News Talk Radio at the end of the week on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner joins Jennifer Horn and me to talk about the charts. In this case, it's the week of October 31st to the 4th of November. Will be lots of things going on, the story list and the people list. Before we get to that, though, I want to get Jennifer's take on the face-off in soccer. I know you're a big soccer fan.
Uh-oh.
What are the Los Angeles
elections, football, baseball?
Yeah, what is the Los Angeles FC? What does that stand for?
Maybe the football club? LA football club? Could that be right?
Jay. All right, so they call themselves a football club when in fact it's a soccer club. So it should be Los Angeles SC, right?
Well, football is the international term for soccer. We're the only
I know that, Jennifer. Yes. I understand that, but I...
arrogant American.
Yeah, right. That's me, an arrogant... All right, so this program is going to be heard through the weekend, and maybe the World Series is over, so there's probably not much time
to... Don't say that.
Why?
The World Series is going to be tooth and nail between the Phillies and the Astros.
Is it?
They're coming back. Coming back.
Good to know that. Number five this week
on... So what about the L.A. Football Club?
What about it? They're playing this weekend. I just want to know if you knew what the story was with them. Other than I know you waste a lot of time watching hockey, but I wondered whether you were participating in the soccer stuff as well there, or if you were called upon when you're doing mornings there at KRLA to talk about soccer. I'm sure that's big among the fans of that station. Okay. Having said that, now we can move into the number five story this week. Before I go through the actual list, this thing hits me right square between the eyes. We're talking a lot about the war and how the Russians are getting their butt handed to them, but there still is this focus on what to do with Brittany Griner. So the State Department apparently this week met with her in Moscow, somebody from the State Department, but what happens after that? So she's in jail. What's the State Department? Have they made the deal to swap her off for that really bad guy?
I hope not.
I don't
think that that's a fair trade when it comes to our world safety. Brittany Griner for one of the most deadliest men in our custody. Yeah. I don't know. There's got to be another way.
Yeah. They said they visited with her and, quote, saw firsthand her tenacity and perseverance despite her present circumstances. What the heck does that mean? They saw firsthand her tenacity. So she's in jail. What is it? I don't get.
Well, and it's some, there's poor hygiene in there, the labor that they have to do. There's really no access to medical care in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't look too happy, and probably she doesn't. I wouldn't be happy either if I were sitting in that circumstance, for sure. Russian authorities say she arrived in the country with vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage. And that was the crime. She spends 9 years in jail to do that.
Uh-huh. And just, this has got to be a lesson to other people, speaking of American arrogance, that travel places like Russia or China or Iran or whatever it is, you have to know that your protections that are so great in this country do not follow you to other countries. And believe me, I think it's BS that they're making and they're using her as a political prisoner.
Of course they are. She's a pawn.
If you know that you are 6'5", if you know that you're a basketball star in the WNBA, don't come into a country with marijuana where you know it is absolutely illegal. And I don't know.
She plays for a league there, so it wasn't like it was her first time going.
Right. It was like the kid who went to China and shoplifted. Remember?
But I believe her
that. Negotiation?
I maybe I'm naive, but I do, and not that it changes anything, I do believe Brittany Griner in the sense where she was like, I use this for medical purposes. I didn't even think. I didn't mean to take it with me. I wasn't even thinking. I wasn't trying to
get sore joints.
It was probably an awful mistake.
It doesn't take away. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't take away that she did essentially break the law, and she is legally in prison in Russia.
And then there's Paul Whelan, who was detained there as well, another American citizen, a former Marine. He's been in a hotel since 2018, accused of spying. 16 years he's been sentenced. This is somebody else they're trying to get out of there. But again, back to the question, is it worth trading both of those people for this one really bad guy that they have in, I can never pronounce his name, they've got him in custody here
in
America.
Don't they call him like the butcher or something?
Yeah,
they call him awful.
He murdered 18 people, that kind of stuff. All right, so back to the war for just a second. I don't know, I usually would start with the stories and go in order somewhat, but this hasn't gotten as much conversation on my program this week. And Jennifer, whether you've talked about it much on KRLA, I guess would be the question. As we get to the end of the week, Pope Francis has joined with the leaders of the Muslim faith, the Christian faith, the Jewish faith, in calling for the world and the great religions in the world to work together for the peaceful settlement of what's going on in Ukraine. So, I can't imagine that because they don't practice religion, there's no official. As a matter of fact, it has been in a communist country against the law to practice any religion. The religion is the state, and you worship the state.
Well, that's the tenets of communism, right?
Right.
That they try to take away as much religion, contact with your family, all that, so that the government fills the voids on all of those things.
Yeah. So anyway, I was looking at what the spiritual leader of the Orthodox Christian Church said, and some bunch of rabbis got together as well to hopefully inveigle themselves into what they say are the peace negotiations which have started. I haven't heard about it. Have there been peace negotiations started between Ukraine and Russia? All I can see is
there's
Putin wants to bomb the hell out of them.
Yeah, and it was really interesting, not to take away from your story about the Pope.
Okay,
but this last weekend, I'm like half exhausted this week. It's a big one because in Los Angeles, I host a morning show, and we brought in all of our national hosts for our big town hall event. It's kind of like the station's Super Bowl. So we had we had Larry Elder and Sebastian Gorka and Dennis Prager and Mark Levin and Brandon Tatum and Charlie Kirk all on one stage.
And what a shock. They all support Trump, right?
But here's the thing. Yeah. When it comes to Ukraine and Russia, so I kind of asked a question based on, like, we were kind of in an economic section, and it was almost a throwaway question, but it was the most interesting conversation. And the question is, you know, how much money does the United States dump into the war between Russia and Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we have to defend Ukraine. You know that. We've been talking about this forever.
Yeah.
But there are some people who are conservatives who say, how much more money can we withstand? You know, and that's a valid point as well. And it was the most interesting thing because Charlie Kirk kind of went up against Mark Levin and Sebastian Gorka about why this is necessary. And both Levin and Gorka talk about Vladimir Putin's intentions of wanting to recreate the USSR and the fact that he said he'll go to Ukraine first and then to Poland and then to Romania, all to build up his empire again. And Charlie Kirk, whether that's, you know, his youth or whatever it is, says, you know, or by the way, his thoughts with a lot of people, how much more money can we put into a conflict when we're suffering so much at home and our inflation is so high? How much more spending can we do on something that's not directly benefiting us? It was really interesting to see that there, even like on the conservative side, when all of them would be voting, as you say, probably supportive of President Trump or whatever, there's still some disagreements about what kind of policies are better for the country. And I love that when there's a little bit of disagreement, we can actually chat about it, because I don't know if there's just a perfect answer. What do you think? I mean, how much should we continue to fund it, or what do you think?
Well, I think we need to have some sort of accounting, but that doesn't seem to be in the practical solution department. People just throwing money at stuff. It's like throwing stuff against the wall, see what
sticks. That's exactly where I sit. Mm-hmm. I think we need to keep funding it. I just want to see what we're funding to
support.
I want to report.
There was an emotional component to this at the beginning because nobody likes Russia, nobody likes Putin, so they wanted to hand him his butt. But now it's gotten serious because there are so many rumors about the Ukrainians taking what we're sending over there and trading it on the open black market. And so what are we doing? How are we helping them and ourselves? We're helping the corrupt, and Ukraine is a very corrupt country. And so what are we adding to that? Of course we are. Absolutely. While we're here in this department, there's the connection number five, and with all the wars and the tension in the world, we're going into a weekend, excuse me, when there's going to be a total eclipse of the moon. And with that, astrologers saying that the moon and other things that are combined astrologically will create a situation where there's a lot of bellicosity. You know what that is? Bellicosity.
No, but I think I've been feeling it the last couple of days, so tell me about it. What is bellicosity?
Well, as we do this program at the end of the week, the two Koreas are scrambling warplanes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tension because that little jerk in North Korea has been, you know, sending up missiles all over the place like he wants to create a conflict, because at the end of the day, he'll never survive any more than Putin is actually really going to survive after all of this is over. So the more they do of this sort of thing, the joint exercises with the U.S. and South Korea that are being done, there are more U.S. warships around Korea than there are anywhere else in the world at the moment, because this little twerp is, you know. And then people say, well, wait a minute, Donald Trump, does anybody remember Donald Trump referring to this little twerp as our good friend? How come people don't hold
because
Trump
he was
responsible
with the right,
for that?
By the way, he wasn't our good friend, but he certainly wasn't doing this when Trump was in office, and that's because we have a weak leader in there right now, and these people, including Putin, and including President Xi, and including Kim Jong-un, think they can get away with this stuff because they have a terrible leader in our White House right now. That's
where are the good leaders is the question we're all asking as we go into election week. It's 18 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's bacon!
We'll be right back. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Thinking about the challenges here in our farming community, we see slimmer margins. The pandemic has, like every other industry, delays, supply chain disruptions. I've had a tractor that's been down for a month because can't get a fuel pump for it. I order it and he says, okay, you should have it in a week. And then a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, well, and they can't find the parts, so they can't put them together, whatever it is.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 24 at the hour now on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Some of the intelligentsia, the word I was looking for was intelligentsia. The intelligentsia listening to this program with thoughts about some of the important issues of the day. For example, what about Elon Musk taking over Twitter? Listeners saying about that?
Really funny. He's like equally ticking everybody off. Sean Stewart calls it positive changes.
Yeah.
Daniel Erskine says, a brilliant mind. Elon is throwing out the idea of charging $8 to $10 for a verified account to clear out the bots. Not sure if I'm on board for that, but it's not a bad idea. John Johnsy says, Twits and the Genius. It should be fun. Heads will roll and explode. It's like a movie tagline.
Does.
Daniel McCutcheon says, good for him. Personally, I don't use Twitter as I think it's a cesspool and a waste of time.
Yes, I agree with you, Daniel. It is a cesspool. And most of this stuff is like TikTok. It's a big waste of time. Yep.
Len Turnberg says it's a breath of fresh air in a sea of left-leaning social media platforms. Hopefully, it will bring about a bit more balance. And
Robert
chimes in, always be aware that charm hides the snake. We may trust him for now, but that will backfire.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if it necessarily, I like think we should dump all of our eggs into Elon Musk's basket. But what I will tell you is since he's been at Twitter, and what has it been, only like a week, I've picked up 2,000 followers.
On Twitter.
Yes, and I think it's because lots of the information, like, because I am a conservative, I feel like I wasn't in an algorithm.
You're a conservative? No.
Well, and believe me, I send out, like, 4 tweets a week, so it's not even like I'm really, like, hitting, I know I'm not really great on social media, but, like, come on. You know, what was happening before last week? It's not like I'm prolific this week. It's very bizarre.
Right. What's the difference? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's just more people have a chance to see your tweets rather than it being hidden in what was, I forget what it's called, shadow banned in the algorithm.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Freedom of speech, Jay. What are people saying about all the discussions regarding...
Yeah, you have the Kanye stuff, Kyrie Irving. Where is the line of what people, quote-unquote, shouldn't say versus what they, quote-unquote, can't say? John H. Ackerman says, it's nobody's business to tell others what they shouldn't say or what they can't say. Everyone should mind their own business, period.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Schmidt says, nobody knows. The obvious answer is truth with tact and humility. But then the truth most times becomes hurtful, and then you have to go buy some juice boxes and ice cream pops to make everyone feel better, and it's just tiring to think about. Deborah Renee chimes in. People can say whatever they want. No one is putting them in jail for it. People can respond to whatever people say however they want. If a brand or organization disagrees with what someone said and they don't want to partner or be endorsed by that person, that's their right, too. Everyone needs to calm down.
That's true.
And Bucky 1965 tweeted, if Americans can't question, mock, and yell at our government leaders, democracy will die. Misinformation is just something you don't agree with.
Really? I think Bucky is out to lunch on that one. Misinformation is misinformation. Oftentimes, though, it does get translated as something that I will not agree with because we have a world of people trying to convince us that they're right and you're wrong or somebody else is wrong. Yeah, interesting. Okay, 28 after, talk radio review time. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
435 House seats, 35 Senate seats, and 36 governor races will be decided as the midterm elections are tomorrow. Get out and vote like your country depends on it. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott on Fox News is calling on all Americans that are sick and tired of being sick and tired with Washington.
January 5th, 2021, the loss of a single Senate seat cost the American taxpayers more than $4 trillion.
Taking a cue from Elon Musk at Twitter, Meta, Facebook's parent company, is planning to begin large-scale layoffs this week. Meta reported more than 87,000 employees at the end of September. Early Tuesday morning, the last total lunar eclipse for a few years will be taking place. NASA officials say totality begins at 5:17 a.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
The folks at NASA and their astronomer team found a new planet. It has the density of a marshmallow. How about that? It's big, it's soft, it's the size of Jupiter, and it would be a big bathtub if you were in it. You could bounce around, jump around. Too bad we didn't find this before Halloween. It'd be a good place to spend Halloween, right?
Uh-huh. Just fluffy.
Yes.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get back into the discussion of the issues of the week. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles, and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Good Day program. Number one issue this week, I was looking at the names on our people list. Let's see, Dr. Oz and Mr. Fetterman, Mark Kelly and Blake Masters, Herschel Walker and Ralph Warnock, J.D.
Election
Vance,
weekend, baby.
Tim Ryan.
It's go time.
It is. So yes. There's, the data is coming in from Florida, which this is what's wrong. Jennifer, I'm sure we'll find something wrong with my theory here, but that's okay.
Test me. Let's go.
Well, the data reveals, as we look at some of the early voting, that more registered Republicans are voting early than Democrats. And they're trying to spin that into the election data. The officials are trying to spin that into, well, more Republicans are voting than Democrats, so you should vote Republican. I think that's so distorted.
They're doing the same thing in the state of California.
I know, it shouldn't be early voting.
Favors Democrats. I agree with you. I look, I don't mind early voting in person. What I don't like is the mail-in ballot 30
days. Why should they be talking about this? That should be illegal. Even if they
are early voting, I don't think they should be talking about it. I just don't mind, like, I'm going to probably, you know, I'll probably vote this weekend instead of waiting for Election Day because.
Why?
I just want to, because a couple of reasons.
How do you know you might change, something might happen that would change.
Well, let me just tell you, something may happen on Election Day if you don't go early because in California, and I think in other states, they're talking about this paper shortage, and they've already started the warnings that, you know, because you go into the way it works now in California is you have a machine, you vote on the machine, it prints out on a piece of paper, and then you submit the paper into the machine. Yeah. And they're saying there's a shortage of paper. I mean, there's just all sorts of funny business. So I'm going to go
of
early.
Shortage
right?
of paper.
Yeah, I don't think right. Because, you know, I'm going to show up on Election Day, and you want to see my head actually pop off my shoulders as if that poor worker at the voting center tells me, I'm sorry, ma'am, we can't take your vote because we're out of paper. Do you know how I will go apoplectic? So I'm going to go this weekend.
How do they? That should cause a revolution right there.
Of course. Of course.
Unbelievable.
This is what, I mean, and they're saying that this paper shortage isn't just in California, by the way. So be forewarned, if you're hearing my voice, it might not be a bad idea to go do early voting in person, of course.
Well, I don't agree with that. But at any rate, I'm looking at some of the polls. Last couple of weeks, Republicans are opening a modest lead. When people
don't
ask,
believe any of it, though. You know,
well, that's it. The polls,
the opposite
of what they really think to the polls.
Right. They can say that Republicans are ahead to try to get Democrats to turn out. They can say Democrats are ahead to try to get. Just go and vote. And vote for, you know, look, I
vote
don't
early,
know anybody,
vote often.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody can be happy with what's happening right now. So
no.
Maybe shake it up. What I do see is a revolution of outsiders. In California, our mayor's race, where Rick Caruso, who built all these big shopping malls, when you come to California, you see the Grove and the Americana. He's actually competitive once again in this race. You see, you know, because I think there's a mentality where the insiders are just not doing us any favors. And that's not a statement about
my son, who doesn't share the same political thoughts that you do, says that Caruso is a scumbag. He does something with the people that work at the Grove. I've forgotten what it was, but he had all kinds of reasons not to like him. One way or the other.
Much better.
Here's the question. How did Republicans get here? So the is it the party in power?
He's not
usually,
a Republican.
No, I'm not talking. I get that. I'm moving on.
Oh, okay.
Just the Republicans in general.
Got it.
So usually the party in power gets whipped in the midterms. Right? Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the history. So if people ask how Republicans got here, pretty much that's the answer. The Democrats have made a mess of things, as the Republicans did 4 years ago. It's just everything goes back and forth. And you look at what the president's approval rating is, and you understand that there are all kinds of different problems here, but what really comes into the mix? The personalities of these two guys. Meanwhile, the most important problem facing the country today is the economy. And that goes back to Bill Clinton and James Carville, who created the phrase, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
And it is.
I think back to our, together, Doug, we had a talk radio consultant, Valerie Geller, who said, if you're not talking about health, heart, pocketbook, you're missing people's interests. And the same thing is true for politicians. And this week, when Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, was asked what they're doing about the recession, she said, well, we're not even meeting about the recession. There is no recession. We don't believe we're going in that direction.
Man, talk about their heads in the sand.
I may not agree with the plan that they're putting forward, but Democrats need to at least have a plan to deal with this and not just pretend it doesn't exist, because people are feeling it every single time they go to the store or the gas station.
All right, so here's a poll of 849 registered voters that was just done. The state of democracy, only 7%. of the people who were polled said they have faith in the state of our country at the moment, the country's government. So that in itself, before the election, it seems to me, is pretty damning. Then people would say, well, why the hell should I vote? Because nobody believes the government is running the way it's supposed to. So I guess I won't bother to vote, which is obviously idiotic, but that's the way it goes. And then I sort of don't know whether to smile about this or to just take a shot. Oprah Winfrey has now come out in charge in favor of Fetterman over her protege, Mehmet. How do you pronounce the name? Mehmet. Dr. Oz got started on Oprah's show. And she produces, well, the show's not on anymore. But anyway, she was the owner of the show. But she's backing his opponent. I don't understand that at all. I mean, I don't really care.
How anybody can watch this poor man debate and communicate. Right. His family should be ashamed of themselves for putting him in this
position. Especially the Democrats.
Brutal. It's brutal. Yeah. I mean, and that doesn't mean I don't want him to recover. My God, I watched my grandmother go through stroke recovery. It gives me PTSD to watch him try to communicate. It's just sad.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Let's see here. The number of billionaires who are being tracked and how much money they've thrown into the midterms. This spending on radio, television, advertising on social media, promoting $16 billion will have been spent by next Tuesday to promote, advertise, push a particular point of view or a particular candidate. That is obscene.
It's great. Do you know, not to go back to L.A. real quick, but do you know how much Rick Caruso has spent of his own money? $81 million for a mayor's race. Hillary Clinton spent $100 million to run for the presidency?
Unbelievable.
Nuts.
32 million people have voted already. That's another disgusting reality.
I just don't want to know about the numbers. I'm with you. I don't want to know what the trends are.
No, it should be illegal.
If you're going to do early voting, I don't know if it's great to tell people about the returns.
Crime is number 8 on the countdown. And when you look at the polls, I'm looking at another poll in some areas. Economy is number 1 in all the polls. But some of the secondary issues like the increasingly problematic public safety issues, places like California. But where was it, Jay? We talked this week on the Good Day program about some place, and I'm trying to remember where it was, where crime is rampant because they're not being prosecuted. And it was a medium-sized city, it seems to me. I don't remember. But I made the remark, Jennifer, that you are always talking about this guy in Los Angeles who's letting everybody go. Yeah. And so what do you do about those
Omaha,
people?
Was it?
Maybe Omaha. Yeah, it might have been Omaha. Yeah, or maybe Portland, one or the other. But anyway, we should be testing our knowledge of how things work. And if you are in a city or a town where there are where the criminal element is increasingly visible and there are fewer penalties for antisocial behavior, then you better be looking at the ballot box to fix whatever the problem is, because you're not going to, how else are you going to do it? Remember the expression, throw the bums out?
That's right.
Remember that?
Yep. Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? We're going to drain the swamp.
It's because everybody, like, on my ballot, you'd be happy to know, even though I am a Republican, there are a few Democrats on my ballot. This is what people should be doing, not party lines. You know, vote for people who are actually going to serve you as a constituent. You know, that's what it shouldn't just be reelect somebody that's on your side if they're not doing a good job.
Marjorie Taylor Greene this week vowed to nix American funding for the Ukraine resistance. I wonder how that's going to help her get elected. Why do her constituents, do they want her to be talking about that? She was at a rally, I guess, in Iowa What, she's from Georgia, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
Why is she?
It's this argument that I brought up. You know, there's this idea that we need to be fiscally responsible and that that's one of the things that we can cut because it's not benefiting Americans.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but is it? I mean, I think you can make the argument that, well, it actually is.
Yeah. My question would be, when looking at this, she's running, is she unopposed in the district that she's running in Georgia?
No, that way she's, I don't think so.
Running
she's gonna,
around?
I think she's going to easily win, though.
Well, Trump said, I saw a quote from Trump a week or so ago, said, okay, I'm running, and she's my vice president.
I don't think so.
Huh?
I don't. No. I don't believe that.
Maybe Mitch McConnell should run with him. What do you think of that?
I think there is actually less likelihood of that happening.
So, and it certainly isn't going to be DeSantis, or will they make a deal? Will they make a deal?
I don't think so. I don't think DeSantis would do it. I don't think DeSantis wants to get himself too linked. I think he wants the MAGA people, but I don't think he wants to be super linked.
Mm-hmm.
So, it could be Larry Elder, our old friend from talk radio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Never know.
Do we have the inside scoop there? What is Larry saying?
Just you saying, know. It could be Larry Elder. Isn't that interesting?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, Larry actually would be a good candidate, but how would he get along with Trump? Is he really dyed in the wool Trump supporter?
You don't have to be. Look at Mike Pence. Mike Pence was a great vice president to President Trump. I mean, yeah, they fell out at the end on January 6th, but, you know, all the way up, he provided that the seriousness that I think a lot of people were looking for with Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's a pretty serious guy. But he wants to run himself, which would be interesting. All right, we continue. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen on the air.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three after the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, and at the helm, in the driver's seat, is the one, the only, Vince McMahon. Oh, wait a minute, that's a different segment. Oh, wait a minute, it's Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com, here to talk about cars. I see Honda has designed a tiny electric car, supposedly to bring joy to hospitalized children. They drive it themselves in the hospital. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And anything that you can drive around the hospital, you have to walk, don't have to walk those miles and miles of hallways, is good for me. When are they going to do it for the visitors? That's what I want to know.
Yes, there you go. That's a good question. All right, what the heck is this about a flying car? We have a new flying car concept that actually was tested for the first time this week. Where is this car made, by the way?
Well, of course, you know, it's the one people that have no regulations. It's the Chinese. The funny thing is, the most asked question I get, Doug, and you can imagine this, is when is the flying car coming? And my standard reply is, yeah, there's plenty of flying cars.
There's George Jetson. Dun, 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 dun.
Of course.
Yeah, right.
And we've been wishing for these things forever, but, yeah, unfortunately, you still need a pilot's license to be able to fly anything anywhere in the world. They do exist, and people keep testing them. But I personally, and I don't know if you feel differently about this, Doug, don't really see the point of a flying car because we have enough trouble navigating the streets. We have enough trouble navigating the streets without banging into each other, and then we're going to make it 3D. I just see problems right there. You know, looking up, down, and side to side seems an added issue for me. When you're flying, making sure you're not hitting somebody else. But there you go. Right.
Back on the Mother Earth, Hyundai has recalled their SUVs because there's a fire risk in the computer. There are like 44,000 of these here in our country. You're supposed to park them until they can be serviced. Right?
Yeah, this is the worst kind of SUV recall because the park up. Sort of SUV or the park up any recall when it's too dangerous to drive. This happened with Subaru and the airbags, right? The Takata airbags, they said don't drive them because the airbag could go off and injure the passenger. This is the worst kind because you basically lose your car. And unfortunately, you don't get compensated for the time that you're not supposed to drive your car. And I don't know who actually does this and who actually parks it up. Most people just go ahead and don't do that. The problem being that this has happened in parking garages and home garages where any of these sort of fires can then spark the fire to the car next to you. So if you have one of these, I mean, the official recommendation is always not going to be parking it next to other vehicles too. Hopefully they're going to get this fixed as soon as possible.
But don't park it in your garage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great idea. So the Department of Justice has broken up a $545 million catalytic converter theft ring. This is this organized. I thought they were just guys, you know, like mechanics running around the middle of the night stealing these things. But apparently there's all kinds of money. They've grabbed homes and bank accounts and stuff because of how broad, widespread this organization is.
Right. Well, so first of all, this is what annoys me more than anything else with this. They were all being smelted at the same steel mill. You think the steel mill might have all the same smelter, and they would take, because they want them for the precious metals. That's basically what they are. So it's not the steel, it's the precious metals that are in these things. You think that the mill, this place that was smelting them, might have cottoned on and informed the authorities they were getting an unusually large number of catalytic converters to melt down. So they are as responsible. It's like the guys that received the drugs from South America should be the ones that get whacked the hardest rather than the guys that are stealing them, because if they have nowhere to sell them, they won't steal them, right?
Yeah, right,
This is the problem. So they need to start working, America and the Justice Department, on the top down. If you shut these guys down for doing this stuff and take away their businesses for receiving stolen goods, they won't receive them. Simple answer to a horrible problem that is affecting thousands of Americans.
Leave it to Nick Miles to come up with a simple solution for basically a simple problem. Nick Miles, that's why I love the guy. OurAutoExpert.com here every week at this time on Doug's Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.